ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् अष्टमोऽनुवाकः यत्र वयमधुना आनन्दमीमांसा इति विषयं पश्यन्तः स्मः। Now we are seeing this calculus of Anandaha, Ananda Mimamsa. The eighth section. So in this portion, any degree of sukham, happiness, experienced, enjoyed at any level is nothing but manifestation of fraction, different degrees of fractions of happiness, which is one's own sarupam. But this manifestation of fractions of happiness, different degrees of fraction of happiness, all is dependent on various conditions, the external objects, the situations, again the quality, the quantity of the objects, situations, one's own punyam, and also certain degree of viveka vairagyam. If there's no viveka, definitely there's no happiness. It is the right understanding of things, situations, right perception, etc. helps one to be peaceful. So right perception implies, again, viveka. How much viveka person has, in keeping the viveka, degree of viveka, the person's vairagyam also will be there. Dispassion towards things also will be there. In keeping the degree of dispassion, the higher degree of sukham a person experiences. And any experiential sukham, experiential happiness, is which is said to be laukikam sukham, laukikanandaha, or vishaya sukham, vishayanandaha, is nothing but manifestation of fraction of one's own swarupam, which is paramanandaha or brahmanandaha. And here, in presenting this calculus of ananda, where Upanishad begins from unit of human happiness, manushyanandaha, experienceable in this bhuloka. For a person who is perfect, gentleman, who is an ideal person, itself is dependent on everything a person has. Even then, everything what a person wants to enjoy in this life he has, his happiness is only a unit of happiness. And so, and 100 times more of the human happiness is the happiness experienced by Manushya Gandharvaha. And 100 times more of Manushya Gandharva experienced by Deva Gandharva. Like this, 100 times more of 100-fold times more of the happiness experienced by the being of previous level, experienced by in higher and higher lokas, progressively. This I have seen. Now we have to come to this place where we have seen karma devaha ye vaidikena karmana agnihotradina kevalena devan apiyanti. Correct? That's where we were there. So just see this mantra once first. Te ye shatam devanam anandaha sa eka indrasya anandaha shrotriyasya chakamahatasya te ye shatam indras te ye shatam indrasya anandaha sa eko brihaspatera anandaha Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya teye shatam brihaspaterānandaha sayeka prajapaterānandaha shrotriyasya chakamahatasya teye shatam prajapaterānandaha sayeko brahmana ānandaha Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Te ye shatam devanam anandaha. Forgot it with the page? Te ye shatam devanam anandaha. Sayeka indrasya anandaha. Shrotriyasya. Triyasya chaka mahatasya te ye shatam indrasya anandaha sa ye ko brihaspatera anandaha shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya te ye shatam brihaspatera anandaha sa ye ka Prajapateranandaha Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya Teye shatam prajapateranandaha Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya Teye shatam prajapateranandaha Sayeko brahmana anandaha Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. So here, Devanam anandaha. Ajanaha iti devalokaha. Ajanajaha devaha. We have seen last class. Ajanaha, Ajanaha is the name of the devaloka. And tasmin ajane jataha, and those who are directly born there itself in this ajana loka, which is known as devaloka, are ajana jaha devaha. How were they able to born there? Here Bhagavatpada says, smartha karma viseshataha devasthaneshu jataha. To be born as Devaha, Ajanajaha, in this Ajana Loka, otherwise called Devaloka, they must have earned specific punyam as a result of performing specific rituals prescribed in this smriti, prescribed by this shruti. So, smartha karma viseshataha devasthaneshu jataha. But people, oh, we don't perform any ritual. We don't need to worry. In the calculus of anandaha, this portion really relieves us of the pain of not knowing anything about karma. My God, karma kanda prescribes so much, so many rituals. We do not know what is Smartha. What are the karmas prescribed in this Smartha Smriti? What are the karma prescribed in this Shruti? We have no clue because we have not studied the karma kanda of the Veda. We have no idea of the performance. We don't have no idea of what are the punyam we can earn. We don't have no clue. Now why we feel so relieved? Here Bhagavad Pada in his commentary makes it very, Upanishad says, Bhagavad Pada, makes it very clear, without performing those rituals also, without make any effort also, you can experience, enjoy that sukham, only by having viveka vairagyam. Vairagyam is important. Therefore, so these people who were born in this Devaloka, known as Ajana Loka, Devasthaneshu Jataha. In the Loka, which they having the position of Devas, being born there is because of specific punyam they earned as a result of performing specific ritual prescribed by this Smriti. So, Smartha Karma Visheshataha Devasthaneshu Jataha. No, Karma Devaha. So, Karma Devaha also Devan Apiyantik. Ye Vaidikena Karmana Agnihotradina Kevalena. In fact, we should not have any doubt. My God, Shruti is the original source book. A person performs a Shrauta Karma. Shrauta Karma means what? Anything pertaining to Shruti is Shrautam. In fact, even Brahmin's surname is Shrauti. Shrautihal, we used to say in Tamil. Shrauti means one who is committed to the Shrauta Karma. Is Shrauti. So here Shrauta Karma, so Shruti is the original source book. Smriti only reproduces the teaching of Shruti. Whatever is prescribed in the Smriti is in fact based on what is being said in the Shruti only. So which is superior now? Smriti is important, very important. Smriti is highly revered because what Smriti says is nothing but whatever Smriti says is exactly in keeping with the Shruti's teaching. If Smriti itself is revered because of Shruti, and how Shruti is the original source book, Shruti is superior, exalted, more exalted. But here, the person who performs Smartha Karma becomes a Deva. But the person who performs Shrauta Karma only goes to Devaloka. His punyam is only that much. But he goes to Devaloka, he serves the Deva. Therefore, we should not mistake Shruti to be inferior to Smriti. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Kevalena Agnihotradina. So these Karma Devas are the celestials who have become Karma Devas by some certain degree of unique required degree, have these punyam, which they have earned by performing Vedic ritual, not all important Vedic ritual, but simple Vedic ritual, only by performing simple Vedic ritual, Agnihotram, etc. So, Karma Devaha, Kevalena Agnihotradina Vaidikena Karmana. Kevalena Agnihotradina Vaidikena Karmana Karma Devaha Devan Apiyanti. So, Kevalena is important. Okay? Only, merely by performing Vedic rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. Some human beings accumulate punyam, as a result of which they also go to Devaloka, but they serve Devas. If what they are said to be karma devaha. So devan apiyanti. They serve the devas. No. Te ye shatam devanamanandaha sayeka indrasyanandaha. Now, 100 units of happiness experienced by devas in Devaloka is what? A unit of happiness of Indra. And that happiness being, remaining as the Lord of all devas, the degree of happiness Indra experiences is easily experienced here by a person who is a Shrotriya Akamahataha. Is Shrotriya Akamahataha? I've been talking from day one. Shrotriya Akamahataha, Shrotriya Akamahataha. In fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary, when he talks about Shrotriya, he only takes him as a highly refined person. Shrotriya is a highly refined person, highly evolved person, highly mature person, because of his erudition in the Shastram. He is a highly learned person. And in keeping with his learning, in keeping with the erudition, in keeping with his maturity, refinement, you can say what his vairagyam also is much higher. But still, he is not a jnani. Why still he is, what he is lacking is atma-jnanam. The ascertained vision of this swarupam is lacking. He is not a wise person. But even without being a wise person also, with his erudition, his scholarship, his maturity, with his refinement, because of the degree of vairagyam a person has, he experiences that sukham. This is what is actually commented upon, is what is said by Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary. But Pooja Swamiji, you know, takes his Shrotriya for a jnani himself. So Shrotriya is a jnani. He is profound, the person who has the profound knowledge of this Shastram, being a jnani, he is totally dispassionate towards everything else. And being a person of total dispassion, so he actually, any degree of happiness experienced by any celestial of any level is experienced by this jnani in this world itself. This we have to remember. Okay. Now it is said, the Shrotriya Akamahataha experiences that sukham without even enjoying the position of being the Indra. And saha ekaha teye shatam indrasya anandaha. And 100 units of Indra's happiness is the unit of happiness of Brihaspatihi. Who is Brihaspatihi? His guru. We are going to see the commentary. Indra's guru Brihaspati, to be a guru of Indra, Deva guru. Being a guru of Indra, he is a guru of all devas, Brihaspatihi. And his happiness is much higher than the happiness, 100 units of happiness of Indra, his guru experiences. And Shrotriya Akamahataha. See, Deva Guru Brihaspati's happiness also experienceable by a Shrotriya Akamahataha. Akamahataha, the person who is not affected by desires, tormented by desires is a person of dispassion. The person of detachment and dispassion experiences the sukham. No. Te ye shatam brihaspatirānandāḥ. And those 100 units of Brihaspati's happiness, which is 100 times more than Indra's ananda, is the happiness of Prajapatihi. Saha yekaha prajapatehe anandaha. Who is Prajapati? Please be careful. Prajanam patihi prajapatihi. Prajapatihi is one of the names of Brahma, the creator, who is also known as Hiranyagarbha. But here in this context, Prajapatihi should be understood as Virat. Ishvara in the form of the entity of gross manifestation. So Prajapatihi, who is in the form of the entity of the gross universe. And one unit of Prajapati's ananda is 100 units of happiness of Brihaspati. And even Prajapati's anandaha is there for Shrotriyaha Akamahataha. The person of erudition, with his profound knowledge of the Shastras, with his maturity, with this Viveka Vairagyam, Akamahataha, for this dispassionate person, that Sukham is there. And Tege Shatam Prajapate Ranandaha, and those 100 units of Prajapati's happiness is a unit of happiness of what? Whom? Brahma. Teye shatam prajapate ranandaha sayeko brahmana anandaha. Now here, brahmanaha, the word brahma is actually brahma and brahma. So here the word brahmanaha is sixth case form of brahma. And brahma is Hiranyagarbha. Saguna Brahma Ishwaraha. So Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. So the one unit of happiness experienced by Brahma in Brahma Loka is equivalent to 100 units of Prajapati's happiness. And there is no happiness, there's no experiential sukham, which is higher than the sukham experienced by Brahma. So highest level of manifestation of happiness experienced by Brahma. Which means Brahmaji must be dispassionate towards all other lokas. And because he is dispassionate towards the enjoyment of pleasures in all other lokas, because of Viveka, and he enjoys the highest degree of maturity and highest degree of Viveka Vairagyam. In keeping with the highest degree of Viveka Vairagyam, he experiences the highest degree of manifestation of happiness. Manifest happiness. Therefore, Saha Yekaha Brahmanaha Anandaha. And even the highest degree of worldly pleasure, highest degree of the most exalted, highest degree of happiness, experiential pleasure, worldly pleasure, experienced by Brahma in Brahma Loka, is easily effortlessly experienced by Shrotriyaha Akamahataha. Akamahatattvam is very important qualification here. The person who is free from the hold of desires, who is not afflicted by desires, who is dispassionate towards everything, and who is detached, who is not dependent on happiness for such things, and he has that happiness. Shrotriyasya akamahatasya. If we have vairagyam, highest degree of vairagyam, as a result of highest degree of viveka, you can experience that sukham, what after traveling through Shuklagatihi, going to Brahmaloka, enjoying the position of being a Brahma, whatever highest degree of sukham a person can enjoy, that sukham can be experienced here itself in this Bhuloka itself and the world of human beings itself. And the buying power of that happiness is what? Highest degree of vairagyam, dispassion. So, Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya Tat Sukhamasti. This is the literal meaning of these mantras. So, let us see the Bhashyam part of it. No, Shankara Bhagavatpada first introduces the word Devaha. Okay. See, Devaha. The Visargaha is dropped because of Sandhi. Okay, Devaha. Iti. Trayastrimshat. Havir Bhujaha. If you break it, Trayastrimshat. Havir Bhujaha. See the Bhashyam, how it is? Trayastrimshat. Havir Bhujaha is the word. If you break it, Trayastrimshat Havir Bhujaha. Trayastrimshat, Trimshat, 30. Trayastrimshat, 33. Hope you remember the numbers. I had taught you long, 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 long ago. Trayastrimshat, 33. Havir Bhujaha. See, Ha becomes a Dha because of Sandhi. What is a Sandhi? Go back and text, refer to your Sanskritam class. Trayastrimshat Havir Bhujaha. See, every Deva is said to be Havir Bhuk. No, Havir Bhuk. Bhuk means eater, enjoyer. Yaha Bhunakti, Yaha Bhunkte, Yaha Bhunkte, Saha Bhuk. Yaha Bhunkte, Saha Bhuk. Bhuk means eater, enjoyer. Havir Bhuk Shabda. Okay? And Havir Bhuk, Havir Bhujau, Havir Bhujaha. In plural, Havir Bhujaha. Havir Bhuk singular. Havir Bhujaha plural. So, enjoyers, eaters, consumers, receivers of the oblations offered into the fire during the performance of a ritual. Therefore, they are known as Havir Bhujaha. See, when we perform rituals, we offer oblations to Devas. And Devas are the receivers and enjoyers of the Havis. Agni is the Havir Vahana, Havya Vahanaha. Agni only is the carrier, like a postman, carrier of oblations. But enjoyers of oblations are who? Devas. Agnihi Havyavahanaha. Whereas enjoyers of the receivers of the Havis, oblations offered to the fire are Devas. Therefore, they are known as Havir Bhujaha. So, 33 Devas. So, Trayastrimshat Havir Bhujaha. Devas are 33 number and they are the receivers, enjoyers of the oblations. And Indra ha Tesham Swami. Who is Indra? Indra is Swami, the master. Indra is the lord of all those devas. Indraha Tesham Swami. Tasya Acharyaha Brihaspatihi. So Indra is the lord of all devas. And in that Brihaspatihi is much greater than Indra, because Brihaspati is the Acharyaha, the guru of even Indra. Now, Shakya Bhagavatpada does not want to comment upon all those things. He has, his happiness is more than the happiness experienced by Indra, is 100 units of happiness of devas. And Brihaspati's happiness, he doesn't explain all the, doesn't want to explain all those things. He simply says, who are devas? So devas are Havirbhujaha. They are 33 in number. And Indra is the lord of all those 33 devas. Tasya acharyaha Brihaspatihi. And Indra's teacher is Brihaspatihi. Now who is Virat? Who is Prajapatihi? Prajapatihi Virat. Prajapati is Virat. Virat means one who stand, one who is in the form of the, one who has the position of being the lord of the entire gross universe. Virat. The Trailokya Shariraha. Look at this. Trailokya Shariraha. I don't need to say this. Bhagavad Pada himself says, Kaha Prajapatihi Kaha. Prajapatihi Virat. Virat Kaha. Virat ityukte Trailokya Shariraha. One who has three worlds as his form. One who is of the form of three worlds. Vishnu. Trailokya Shariraha. No. Brahma Samashti Vyashti Rupaha. Samsara Mandala Vyapi. And who is Brahma here? This Brahma, who is superior to Prajapatihi, is the one who pervades all these three worlds, individually and totally. We say he pervades all these three worlds means one who indwells the three worlds, the one who pervades, because he, Brahma represents Samashti Soksha Prapanchaha. Ishvara in the Samashti Soksha Prapanchaha is Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. Ishvara in the Samashti Stola Prapanchaha is Virat. Why is Stola Prapanchaha Soksha Prapanchaha? We don't look at Prapancha as simply a universe. We see both Prapancha as Ishvara. Samashti Prapancha, Samashti Sthula Prapancha, entirety of gross universe is Ishvara. Entirety of subtle universe also is Ishvara. Why? Gross universe also is manifestation of consciousness. And subtle universe also is manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, anything which is looked upon as manifestation of consciousness is Ishvara. Still manifestation. Therefore, Virat, the Prajapati's Anandaha, is Virat's Anandaha, is what? 100 units of Brihaspati's happiness is one unit of happiness of Virat. And who is of the form of three worlds? Who has three worlds as his form? That's why Trailokya Shariraha. Trailokyam Shariram Yasya. Trayaha Lokaha Shariram Yasya. So Trailokya Shariraha. But what about Brahma? Brahma is greater than, superior to Virat, because Samashti Vyashti Rupaha. సంసార మండల వ్యాపి. బ్రహ్మ బీ రిప్రజెంటింగ్ ఎంటిటీ సటిల్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్, సటిల్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ పర్వేడ్స్ ది గ్రాస్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్, ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్? సటిల్ యూనివర్స్ పర్వేడ్స్ ది గ్రాస్ యూనివర్స్. దెవర్ బ్రహ్మ సంసార మండల వ్యాపి, హీస్ ది పర్వేడర్ పర్వేసివ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ త్రీ వర్ల్డ్స్ ఇండివిజువల్లీ అండ్ టోటలీ. సో సమష్టి వ్యష్టి రూప సంసార మండల వ్యాపి, ఇట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది సటిల్ బాడీ పర్వేడింగ్ ది సటిల్ ఇండివిజువల్స్. బ్రహ్మ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సటిల్ సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ విచ్ పర్వేడ్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ గ్రాస్ యూనివర్స్. వై సుపీరియర్ సటిల్ బాడీ అలో సటిల్ అలోన్ ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. సటిల్ బికమ్స్ కాన్షియస్ అండ్ సెన్షియంట్ ఫస్ట్, దేర్ బై సటిల్ అలోన్ లెన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ సెన్షియన్సీ టు ది గ్రాస్. డైరెక్ట్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ సటిల్ అండ్ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్లీ త్రూ ది సటిల్ అలోన్ గ్రాస్ రిసీవ్స్, గ్రాస్ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్. దెర్ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో సూక్ష్మ, స్థూలం కెనాట్ బికమ్ కాన్షియస్ అండ్ సెన్షియంట్. సూక్ష్మ కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, అండర్స్టాండ్? దెర్ఫోర్ సటిల్ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ టు గ్రాస్. దెర్ఫోర్ హియర్ హూ సటిల్ ఫర్ ఇస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈశ్వర ఓన్లీ. సమష్టి సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర, సమష్టి స్థూల ప్రపంచ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర. స్థూల ప్రపంచ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇస్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ సూక్ష్మ. దేర్ఫోర్ బ్రహ్మాజీ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్. సూక్ష్మ ఇస్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ స్థూలం ఫర్ ఇట్స్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్, ఫర్ ఇట్స్ రికగ్నైజబిలిటీ, ఫర్ ఇట్స్ స్థూలం ఇస్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ సూక్ష్మ ఫర్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ లైఫ్. ఎనీవే, ఫర్ ఇస్ హూ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ సంసార మండల వ్యాపి. సో బీయింగ్ ఎ బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ వన్స్ ఐడెంటిటీ యాజ్ ఈశ్వర పర్వేడింగ్ సటిల్ యూనివర్స్. ఈవెన్ టు హ్యావ్ సచ్ ఎ పొజిషన్ టు బీ ఆఫ్ సచ్ స్టాండర్డ్ of understanding, which wisdom also, one must have had punyam, vairagyam, etc. Therefore it is said, and even Brahmaji's anandaha, Brahmaji's anandaha is the highest degree of experiential pleasure, vishaya sukham, laukikam sukham. And that sukham also is therefore a shrotriya kamahataha. Okay. So, trailokya shairaha brahma samashti vyashti rupaha samsara mandala vyapi. He pervades all three worlds. Now he says, yatra yete ananda bhedaha ekatam gacchanti. Very nice. Yatra means where? In Brahma loka, and the part of Brahma. Okay. Yatra yete ananda bhedaha. Yete ananda bhedaha means what? These different degrees of experiential happiness. Ananda Bhedaha means different degrees of experiential happiness. Vishya Sukham, Vishya Anandaha, Alaukika Anandaha. Experience different, higher and higher levels. Attain oneness. ఏకతాం గచ్చంతి. అటైన్ వన్నెస్ మీన్స్ వాట్? అటైన్ వన్నెస్ మీన్స్ all these to put together is what? One unit of Brahma's happiness. Yatra, one unit of Brahma's happiness is nothing but all these different various degrees of different degrees of experiential pleasure experienced by different celestials of different levels of different planes of existence become one unit of Brahma's happiness. What do you say? Attain oneness. Ekatam gacchanti. How is it possible for Brahma to experience that? Bhagavad-pada explains. Yete ananda bhedaha ekatam gacchanti. Yatra brahma loke. Brahmani. So one unit of happiness experienced Brahmaji is all these different degrees of various degrees of happiness experienced in all of the lokas. Dharmaha cha. Because the highest, the punyam earned by Brahmaji also is the highest degree of punyam. Tannimittaha, and this experiential, highest degree of experiential happiness experienced by Brahma is dependent on the highest degree of punyam Brahmaji has. Tannimittaha. So Indra, Brahmaji's happiness, the highest degree of happiness, which is the happiness experienced by all celestials in all lokas put together. And because it's dependent on what? That's dependent on the highest degree of punyam. So it is the punyam, highest degree of punyam which Brahmaji alone has enabled him enjoy that highest degree of sukham. So highest punyam resulted in what? Punyam resulted in viveka. Viveka must result in vairagyam also. Then he says, jnanam cha. And also knowledge. Jnanam here stands for upasam. Jnanam also means the knowledge. Tadvishaya akamahatattvam cha. So even shrotriyatvam of Brahmaji. See, we saw ordinary human being who highly learned human being is Adhyayakaha. And we also saw Shrotriyaha. So, in higher is the world, the being of that world also is more informed. More informed means more knowledgeable. In keeping with the greater Viveka, the degree of Vairagya also is much greater. In keeping with the degree of greater Vivek, Vairagyam, the Sukham experience also is much higher. Degree of Sukham. So here we say, Brahmaji's happiness is what is the level of happiness Brahmaji experiences? Yete ananda bhedaha ekatam gacchanti yatra. So for Brahma's happiness is nothing but all these different degrees of happiness experienced in all different lokas. Attain oneness means become one unit of Brahmaji's happiness that is dependent on the punyam. Dharmaha means punyam here. Tan dharmaha cha tan nimittaha. And his punyam also is the highest degree of punyam he has in keeping the highest degree of punyam Brahmaji has, depending on that punyam, in keeping that punyam, the happiness experienced also is the highest degree of happiness, highest degree of experiential sukham. Tannimittaha, no jnanam cha. So also, if you ask highest degree of knowledge of the Shastram, who has? Brahmaji is supposed to be having, Brahmaji is the one who has the highest degree of the knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram also. Jnanam. I mean, the knowledge of the Karma Upasana Kandas. So Brahmaji has all knowledge. So Brahmaji is said to, Brahma is said to be omniscient, all-knowing Ishvara. We can have, that is one meaning. Another meaning is, one who has all knowledge of Upasanams and one who has earned Punyam also by performing rituals, also practicing Upasanams. That's another meaning. So, Jnanam cha tadvishaya akamahatattam cha. So, because Brahmaji is said to be omniscient, all-knowing, and here, akamahatattam cha, in keeping with the highest degree of knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, he is the highest degree of vairagyam also Brahmaji has. So, akamahatattvam, tadvishayam akamahatattvam. Akamahatattvam, the dispassion, detachment of Brahmaji is also of highest degree because it is in keeping with the highest degree of knowledge Brahmaji has. What's the highest degree of knowledge? Omniscience. Niratishayam cha. Akamahatattvam cha niratishayam. Niratishayam akamahatvam. Niratishayam akamahatvam means total dispassion. Still, whose dispassion is absolutely total? Brahmaji's dispassion is relatively total. Jnani's dispassion is absolutely total. So he says, Jnanam cha tadvishaya akamahatattvam cha niratishayam. So, it is said, the word jnanam, so Brahmaji has accumulated abundance of punyam, whose punyam, the degree of punyam also is the highest, because his knowledge of the Shastram also, his profoundness of the knowledge of the Shastram also is the highest, degree of profoundness, is one meaning. And he has earned abundance of punyam, highest degree of punyam, as a result of performing the rituals along with the practice of upasanams. Therefore, his knowledge of the Shastram also is of the highest standard. For jnanam cha tadvishaya, tadvishayam akamahatattvam cha niratishayam. So in keeping with the highest degree of knowledge, in keeping with the most profoundness of knowledge, his dispassion also is total. Niratishayam akamahatattvam. Yatra saha yeshaha hiranyagarbha brahma. Yatra yeshaha hiranyagarbha brahma. So who is hiranyagarbha? Brahma. So, Yatra means what? This Yaha Yeshaha Hiranyagarbha Brahma. It is Brahma is in this highest position. Yatra means this is where Brahma, otherwise known as Hiranyagarbha, in this highest position, being capable of enjoying the highest degree of worldly pleasure. In keeping the highest degree of knowledge of the profoundness of this Shastram. Knowledge of the Shastram. In keeping the highest degree of Vairagyam. Tasya yeshaha anandaha. And this highest degree of happiness, the worldly pleasure experienced by Brahmaji, experienceable by Brahma, is easily enjoyed, attained, upalabhyate, by whom shrotriyena, avrujinena, akamahatena cha, sarvataha pratyaksham upalabhyate. Look at this. Even that highest degree of experiential sukham also is experienced by a person who is living in this world of human beings. But how is this? How is this person? Shrotriyaha. The person who has the profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, thereby who lives a clean life of dharma. See, Bhagavad Pada always makes it very clear. Only when a person is exposed to study of the Shastram, definitely, the person first of all has Purushartha Nischaya. Then he becomes committed to the pursuit of Jnanam. Otherwise also, at least he knows Dharma Jnanam. Why? He understands whatever I do, it will come back to me. Because it's the nature of anything, isn't it? Whatever a person, because action has a reaction. So definitely, however, whatever action is done, there will be a result. The result will be in keeping with the motive, intention, and also how it is performed, etc. Therefore, the punyam papam is dependent on how an action is performed, isn't it? Therefore, the person who is exposed to this Shastra study, or generally educated people, when they say, the more refined a person becomes, education is supposed to be contributing for mental refinement. Otherwise, education is simply, mere degrees are a waste. Okay. So here, Shrotriyaha, a person of erudition means he must be a person of sinless life. Avrijinaha, a person of in sinless life is the person who is capable of accumulating only punyam. Avrijinaha. Vrijinam yasya nasti saha avrijinaha. One who is sinless is avrijinaha. So person of sinless life. A person who consciously lives the life of dharma. Because he knows the value of dharma. The value of dharma he knows because of his study of the shastram. So shrotriyaha. Therefore he is avrijinaha. See, to be able to earn even for having artha in life, to enjoy even basic needs in life, even to have any amount of artha in life, to have any degree of pleasure in life, to even for all that, one needs Bhagavan's grace. Without Bhagavan's grace, one cannot enjoy even artha kamas. Artha kama pursuits also possible only because of Bhagavan's grace. And Bhagavan's grace is possible only in keeping with the amount of punyam you have. The punyam you can earn only when your actions are free from papam. So sinless life, isn't it, presupposes one's study of the shastram. And a sinless amount of punyam a person earns presupposes living a sinless life. Being an avrijinaha. And the person lives a sinless life, he becomes actually what? Definitely, he becomes the one who is not tormented by, afflicted by desires. So, akamahataha bhavati. Shrotriya is avrijinaha. Avrijinaha is akamahataha. Unless a person lives a clean life of dharma, there's no way of having viveka. Without viveka, there's no way of having vairagyam. So, vairagyam is possible only a person has viveka. That degree of viveka one can have, the intellectual sharpness and emotional stability is possible only if a person lives a life of dharma. Because in living a life of dharma, one has to be very, very alert. This is alertness involved in living life of dharma contributes for, isn't it, viveka, the intellectual sharpness. A person must be intellectually very sharp to have the discriminative understanding, to have the discriminative capacity. Discerning capacity presupposes what? Alertness, sharpness. Sharpness in presupposes living one's life with alertness. And living one's life with alertness means what? Always being conscious of not going against dharma. Puja Swami used to explain this very beautifully. Okay? So, Shrotriyaha, the more a person is going to study of this shastra, the more he is reminded of the importance of dharma, the more a person is reminded of importance of dharma, the more a person lives a sinless life, a righteous life, the more a person lives righteous life, an ethical life, less will be, he'll be a person of, his life will be sinless life. In keeping with that, the person's viveka will be there. In keeping with the viveka, vairagyam also will be there. Therefore, shrotriyena, avrijinena, akamahatena cha, sarvataha pratyaksham upalabhyate. Whereas here the shrotriyaha, the person who has a profound knowledge of subject matter of this shastram, thereby whose life is, the person would have lived a clean, sinless life, consciously a life of dharma, such a person, having tapped Bhagavan's abundance of grace, has intellectual sharpness that he naturally has the He has viveka, highest degree of viveka. In keeping with the highest degree of viveka, discriminative understanding a person has, the person enjoys the highest degree of vairagyam. In keeping with the highest degree of vairagyam, the person is capable of enjoying that sukham, experienceable only in Brahmaloka by enjoying the position of being Brahma. That person enjoys here itself in this world. But Acharya says, Tasya yeshaha anandaha, that highest degree of experiential pleasure of Brahmaji. Yeshaha anandaha means this highest degree of happiness, experiential pleasure, enjoyed by Brahma, enjoyable by Brahma. Tasya yeshaha anandaha upalabhyate, pratyaksha upalabhyate, is gained, is attained. By whom? Is gained, attained, enjoyed. How? Pratyaksham, directly. All the way, independently, without being dependent on having to go to Brahmaloka also, to have the position of Brahma also. It is that sukham is experienced here. So pratyaksham upalabhya, independently, directly is attained by this shrotriyaha akamahataha avrijinaha. By this person who is dispassionate and who is person of sinless life and who has profound knowledge of the subject matter of the shastram. ஸ்ரோத்ரியேன அவ்ருஜினேன அகாமகத்தேன ஏஷஹா பிரம்மணஹா ஆனந்தஹா பிரத்யக்ஷம் உபலப்யதே. டைரக்ட்லி இன்டைரக்ட்லி பிரத்யக்ஷம் இன் டைரக்ட்லி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப் ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் அ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஹேவிங் ஹியூமன் பாடி மைண்ட் அண்ட் வித் திஸ் உபாதி வித் திஸ் ஆர்டினரி ஹியூமன் உபாதி இட் செல்ஃப் வை லிவிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் ஹிம் டு என்ஜாய் தட் ஹையஸ்ட் டிகிரி ஆஃப் சுக்கம் என்ஜாயபிள் ஒன்லி இன் பிரம்ம லோகா ஹேவிங் தி பொசிஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மா just by having the highest degree of viveka vairagyam, a result of being a kshatriya. Is it clear? So how much dharma is emphasized? Now we understand why panchamaha yajna is always emphasized, why life of karma yoga is emphasized. It is not easy to give up everything and go away for good. So gradually a person's refinement has to happen gradually. So gradual mental refinement is important, because only in mental, the happiness of a person is purely dependent on mental refinement. If you are mentally refined, means what? Immature means you can't be happy. Always unhappy, complaining. So, very nice this is. Yeshaha anandaha. Tasya brahmanaha yeshaha anandaha. Shrotriyena avrijinena akamahatena cha sarvataha pratyaksham upalabhyate. Sarvataha means what? Entirely. Sarvataha literally means from everywhere. Entirely means what? So, what is Brahmaji's happiness? 100 units of happiness of human being. 100 units of happiness of, you can say, unit of happiness also. 100 units of happiness also. Happiness experienced by an ideal human being, ideal person, happy experienced by Manasya Gandharva, Deva Gandharva, Ajana Jana Devaha, Karma Devaha, Brihaspatihi, Indra, Brihaspatihi, Brahma. We got all levels of happiness. All this happiness put together is what? A unit of Brahma's happiness. And that happiness is there for this Shrotriyaha Akamahataha Avrijinaha. Got it? Okay. Now, we'll go next part. Tasya Akamahatattva Prakarshataha Cha Upalabhyamanaha. Very beautiful here. Tasya Akamahatattva Prakarshataha Upalabhyamanaha. Shrotriya Pratyaksha Brahmanaha Anandaha Yasya Yasya Paramanandasya Matra Ekadeshaha. Now he's explaining what is this Brahmanandaha? What is his highest degree of worldly pleasure? Experiential pleasure, experiential happiness. What is this highest degree of experiential pleasure, worldly pleasure? What is this? He says, Paramanandasya Ekadeshaha Matra. Ekadeshaha is just a fraction of manifestation of fullness of happiness. Paramanandaha is what? Fullness of happiness. The source of happiness. Paramanandasya ekadeshaha matra. Ekadeshaha trickle. Matra means here trickle. What is trickle? A fraction. Just a fraction of manifestation of fullness of happiness is this highest degree of happiness experienced by Brahma. So, he says, tasya akamatattva prakarshataha. Cha upalabhyamanaha. This happiness of Brahma, highest state of happiness experienced by Brahma, which is directly, independently experienced by this person of profound knowledge of this Shastram, which is attained as a result of the akamahatattva prakarshataha, as a result of the increase of, as a result of the increase of the vairagyam. Akamahatattva prakarshataha. Akamahatattva prakarshataha. As prakarshaha means increase. Prakarshataha, as a result of increase, as a result of the highest degree of dispassion, this happiness is experienced, attained by a Kshatriya directly, indirectly, is nothing but manifestation of fraction of absolute happiness, which means even Brahmaji does not have absolute happiness. However, a person of profound knowledge of the Shastrams, how much our highest degree of vairagyam a person has, in keeping with his, you know, viveka also, still it's only a manifestation of fraction of fullness of happiness, absolute happiness. Still it is not absolute happiness. Why? Any highest degree of experiential sukham is only manifestation. It is not the source of happiness. Therefore, it's only a fraction. Etasyeva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. It's a beautiful quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I tell you, one of the often quoted mantras, this is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Etasyeva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. So, matram upajivanti means etasya eva anandasya anyani bhutani, all other beings. Anyani bhutani means all beings, all other beings, whether celestials of different higher lokas or a human being, doesn't matter. Anyani bhutani, all other beings enjoy only the fraction, are dependent on this absolute happiness only. Etasyeva anandasya matram upajivanti. Etasya matram upajivanti. Etasya means what? Brahmanandasya matram. Brahmanandasya matram means what? A fraction of absolute happiness. Etasya matra means Brahmanandasya matra. Brahmanandasya matra means a fraction of absolute happiness, which means trickle of absolute happiness. Upajivanti. Anyani bhutani, All living beings means what? Human being onward, beginning from a human being up to the most evolved being in terms of Brahmaji. All these beings, all living beings are made with Anyani Bhutani. Anyani Bhutani, all living beings, not only human being, human being onwards, and all the beings of higher planes of existence up to the highest plane of existence, Brahmaji, up to Brahmaji, all beings, living beings, Anyani Bhutani, Yetisseva Matram Upajivanti. Yetisseva Anandasya Matram Upajivanti are dependent on, all living beings are dependent purely on this manifestation of fraction of this absolute happiness only. So this is what is said in Taittiriya Upanishad, is reconfirmed by Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which means all the Upanishads uniformly reveal the same fact. Iti shrutyantarat yetasya eva anandasya yetasya eva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. Anyani bhutani yetasya paramanandasya brahmanandasya matram upajivanti. All living beings are dependent on this manifestation of fraction of happiness, dependent on this trickle of absolute happiness. Iti shrutyantarat. This is what is understood from another Upanishadic state, Shruti statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Now he says, Saha Yeshaha Anandaha. The beautiful example is given here. Saha Yeshaha Anandaha. Yasya Matraha Samudrambhasaha Iva Viprushaha. Viprushaha means drops, water drops. Samudra ambas, ambas means water. Samudra ambas means ocean water. Samud ambasaha, possessive, fifth case. Samudra ambasaha, samudrasya ambas, samudra ambas. Samudra ambasaha. Viprushaha iva pravibhaktaha. So, yeshaha anandaha. This is absolute happiness, is what? Absolute happiness, paramanandaha, brahmanandaha, which is one's own sarupam, one's own essential nature. And yasya matraha, and all these different degrees of happiness, degrees of experiential happiness experienced by all these beings are nothing but the fractions of manifestation of only Brahma, absolute happiness. Like what? Just as the water drops, samudram bhasaha viprushaha, viprushaha iva, just as the way countless number of water drops are from the water, the ocean, one ocean water only. Countless number of drops of water are nothing but the one ocean water. Pravibhaktaha. Pravibhaktaha is seemingly divided as though divided. Pravibhaktaha yatra ekatam gataha. All these different degrees of fractions of manifestation, all different degrees of exponential sukha, happiness, are nothing but different manifestations of only happiness, which is Swarupanandaha. Yaha ye, saha yeshaha anandaha yasya matraha. So different trickles or different fractions of manifestations of this only happiness, which is absolute happiness, which is one's own swarupam. And all these different degrees of happiness experienced by different beings. Samudrambhasaha iva viprushaha pravibhaktaha yatra ekatam gataha yatra ekatam gataha. So there's absolute happiness where all these different degrees of happiness become one. Ekatam gataha. Why? How just all, how many ever, countless number of drops of water come. All those drops are, which are divided as though, pravibhaktaha viprushaha, divided, but all of them are actually or of one ocean water, or from only ocean. Similarly, here, different degrees of happiness experienced by beings of different worlds are nothing but manifestation of fractions of only happiness. They all become one. Yatra ekatam gataha saha yeshaha paramanandaha. And that absolute happiness, the most exalted happiness, absolute happiness, is what? Swabhavikaha, is very natural. Swabhavikaha is natural, means what? Is one's own obtaining as one's own nature. Advaitat ananda anandinoho cha avibhagah atra. Very important. The swarupanandaha paramanandaha, absolute happiness, which is nothing but fullness of happiness. So absolute happiness is nothing but fullness, limitlessness. Absolute happiness, which is non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting happiness, is one's own nature. It's naturally there as one's own. So, swabhavikaha paramanandaha. There is no division. Avibhagaha. There's a non-vibhagaha division. Avibhagaha non-division. There's non-division between non-division of the anandaha and anandi. Yasya anandaha asti sa anandi. The one who has happiness means what? The enjoyer of happiness, experiencer of happiness, and the happiness are not two. Ananda anandinoho cha avibhagaha. There is non-division of the experiencer of happiness and the experienced happiness. There's no experiencer experienced division. Ananda anandinoho avibhagaha. As there is non-division of the experiencer and happiness, experiencer of happiness and experienced happiness, advaitat, as they are not two, experiencer and experienced happiness are not two. Advaitat, due to the experiencer and experienced happiness being not two, due to the non-division of experiencer and experienced happiness, that happiness is what now? One's own nature. It's natural. Absolute happiness is that which obtains as one's own nature due to its not being two, due to the non-division of experiencer and the experienced happiness. In that, that happiness is what? Indivisible, undivided, fractionless, total, is Purnanandaha. That is Paramanandaha, which is Brahmanandaha, which is exalted happiness, absolute happiness. So all these fractions are nothing but manifestation. All these different degrees of happiness experienced by human being up to Brahmaji are nothing but manifestations of different degrees of fractions of manifestation, only Brahmananda. Number of droplets may be many, but all drops of what? All drops are of one water. In the same way, any experiential sukham, experienced in any degree, in any world, is nothing but fraction, manifestation of fraction of that absolute happiness, which is one, non-dual, indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, obtaining as one's own nature. Ananda anandinoho avibhagaha is there. There is no division as experiencer of happiness and experienced happiness. They are not two. Oh, experiencer is one, experienced happiness is second. Different. No, they are not two. They are non-dual. Experiencer and experienced happiness are non-dual. There is one non-dual happiness and divisionless happiness as experiencer and the experienced. That is one's own swarupam, which is Sakshat Brahma. Samudrambhasaha viprushaha iva pravibhaktaha. They are divided like the water drops coming from the only ocean water. Yatra ekatam gataha. When the water drops come as many and they resolve there in the water only. The same way, all these fractions, different degrees of happiness manifest as fractions of happiness and they all resolve in that one. Yatra ekatam gataha. When they resolve, all Brahmaji's happiness, Hiranyagarbha's happiness, Prajapati's happiness, all any degree of happiness, when it resolves, it remains as one Brahmanandaha. It rises as a fraction. It resolves as Paramananda. I'll explain this tomorrow's class again, okay? Is it clear? And we are relieved. Thank God, we don't need to do anything. If we wake, vairagyam is enough. We can have that sukham here itself. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.